The virus is still spreading in the United States and abroad. Global stock markets are still seeing wild swings and losses. And as governments consider more restrictions to try to fence in COVID-19, hospitals are feeling the pressure. Providence St. Joseph Health is a system of more than 50 hospitals. Together, they use about 250,000 protective masks every year. Because of coronavirus, a single hospital in that system has gone through that same amount of masks in 3 months. So some health systems are getting creative, sewing masks together or teaching people how to make them at home to deal with the shortfall. Health facilities that can afford it are also ordering more ventilators to help people with serious cases of the respiratory disease. More than 200,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed worldwide. More than 10,000 are in the United States. They've now been confirmed in all 50 states, and New York has been the hardest hit with more than 4,100 cases. While there's still a lot that doctors don't know about this disease, they say they're learning more every day. For instance, new studies indicate that people who are infected but have no symptoms may still be able to spread COVID-19. So they're urging Americans, young people in particular, to stop attending large gatherings and to stop getting together in big groups. Officials are concerned about scenes like this one. This video was shot on Wednesday on a crowded beach in Florida. They're also concerned about some of the misinformation, the fake news, being spread about coronavirus. Some people on social media have claimed that taking illegal drugs or even drinking bleach could kill the disease. It cannot, but it could make people deathly ill in addition to any threat coronavirus brings.